From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California grape marketers will benefit from strong retail sales through the balance of the year and should weather the COVID-19 in good shape. Rabobank senior fresh produce analyst David Magana tells thepacker.com about 65% of California's table grapes are marketed in the U.S., and they expect strong retail sales will boost prospects in the months ahead. Food service sales typically represent about 20% of grape volume. As part of its commitment to ensure fair and competitive markets for the livestock, meat, and poultry industries, the USDA released a report on its boxed beef and fed cattle price spread investigation. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the closure of the Tyson beef packing plant in Kansas and the pandemic clearly disrupted the markets and processing systems. He wants to assure producers that work continues to determine if there are any violations of the Packers and Stockyards Act. A coalition of 15 states and Washington, D.C. announced their intention to push the adoption of electric medium and heavy-duty vehicles, including trucks. According to ModernFarmer.com, agriculture is the single largest sector using freight shipping, which means an awful lot of trucks would be impacted if this new or beginnings of a plan is enacted. The coalition came together following an announcement from California about a month ago, laying out the plans to require increasing percentages of electric vehicles. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.